Life, no matter where you come from or where you're going, is colorful. And that is some of the inspiration for Colors, an outreach program by Spartanburg Art Museum. The program's founder is Laura Pinkley, and I spoke with her recently about this special year for the program and what you would like to see for the future of Colors. All right, well, let's start with what is the Colors program?
The Colors program is an art studio that is free to students that come from families with low to moderate income, as defined by HUD. Part of the money we get is federal money that comes through HUD. And as they define that income bracket, that's who gets to come to the program if they are below that level. And so it's free to all those students in Spartanburg County.
Wonderful. Now, is this just a local program, or?
It is just a local program. It's a program that I copied after a program in Harlem. In 1992, I went to Harlem and interned with a program there called Harlem Horizon Art Studio, which is located in the Harlem Hospital. And while it was open originally just for patients, then it got extended to the general population, and anybody could come in Harlem and paint and do art. And so it was part of an injury prevention program that Columbia University was doing at the time. And they had been going about 4 years, and I went and spent 3 weeks with them. And then I came back to Spartanburg. That was in 92. And then in 93, we opened the one here. We're not officially connected, but I basically copied their philosophy, which is professional artists as teachers and professional supplies, but, you know, really high quality materials and real artists as teachers, so that if the kids that had the, you know, the interest and the talent could really produce professional work.
And now, what are the ages of the kids that you serve?
We serve ages 6 through 18, Spartanburg County. Our basic headquarters is at, and our main studio is at, the Chapman Cultural Center on St. John Street in downtown Spartanburg. And then we also have satellite programs all throughout the county. Some of the programs are year-round. Some of them are only in the summer, and some of them are only during the school year, depending on where the site is. We partner with everybody from churches to parks and recreation to schools, really anyone that can, you know. Upstate Family Resource Center is a place that, in Bowling Springs. Anybody that has a situation with kids that are of that population that we can partner with, we try to create a studio. So we have, you know, up to 11 different studios a year, varying throughout the school year.
That's wonderful. Now, over the years, now it's been 20 years, you said. Over the years,
right.
What are some of the highlights?
Well, it's been incredible to watch, and now some of these kids have kids, you know, and you know, that have even brought their kids to the program before, which is just amazing to see. One of the women has her master's in education that she got at Winthrop. But yeah, she's a great success story. There's quite a few of them. One of them is Michael Smith. He started in the program when he was 9. And not only through us, but also with the Boys and Girls Club and with his art teacher at school, he became extremely successful and was chosen a national award and had a piece hanging in the White House for a year, the National Congressional Competition. He won first place in that, and that when you do that, then you're allowed to hang a piece of your artwork in the White House for a year. So he got to do that. I believe that was 2006.
What kind of art does he? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what?
Sure, no,
what,
go ahead.
He
does primarily charcoal at the time. Everything was charcoal that he was doing at the time. He's ventured out into some pastels and a few other things now. So
does he have a particular, you know, is it landscape? Is it abstract? Is it, you know, modern?
It's real. A lot of it is either portraits or the most recent. Actually, he's dropping it off today to be hung. It's called Praying for Better Days. It's a beautiful portrait of a woman and a younger child, where the woman's nurturing the younger child, and they're praying. They're looking over a Bible, and there's a lot of symbolism in it. There's a broken key, and there's there's different things that represent his three half-sisters, and he had a brother that was murdered in a drive-by shooting a long time ago. And so he does a lot of things that represent the people in his life and then the faith that's kept him going, because he's really made a success of himself and chosen to not just be a victim. And
I should say here that there was a 20th anniversary celebration just recently, and that there is currently an exhibit which went with that, and which includes the most recent group of students' works, as well as works from some of the previous students of the program, including Michael Smith's most recent work, which we just mentioned. Oh, you have to be so proud of someone like that coming out.
I really am.
What would you like to see now in the next 20 years? Where would you like to go with this?
Well, I think one of the things that I'd like to see continue is we've been trying to get into, you know, more of the preschool. The earlier the age they have that support, then we do try to be like a second family for these kids. Then I think, you know, the more success you can have with them. So I would love to see us, you know, expand into younger ages. Then these kids are giving back to the community and improving the quality of our community as well.
And would you like to see other communities, maybe other cities, come to you like you did with Harlem and maybe create their own version of Colors as well?
We'd love to see that, and would love to share what we've learned as the people shared with me in Harlem, so that, other communities surrounding and even further, if anyone who's interested, we'd love to be of help to show them how we did it. It's actually a pretty simple process.
Colors is a program of the Spartanburg Art Museum, and you can call them at 864-582-7616, or you can find out at the SAM website, which is www.spartanburgartmuseum.org. I've been speaking with Laura Pinkley, who is the founder of the Colors Program in Spartanburg, which is a program for children who are at risk in Spartanburg County, and kind of gives them a focus for something to do, a safe something to do. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.